relationship does two very different things. An intimate relationship, it gives a support structure for each individual to move forward in honoring who they are. In other words, having a life that can be separate but also true. And then it also creates a shared reality, which is almost like a third entity. It's not the desires of one person or the desires of the other. It's the mutual desires, the mutual vision, it's the mutual commitment. It's the relationship entity which both people create in coming together, but which is not one or the other. And that ultimately is what creates the greatest intimacy and what facilitates the death of the ego. Because as we move into phase three, we are moving toward the complete dismantling of the ego structure. So in a relationship of equality, in a relationship of intimacy, the needs of the other person are as important as one's own. Not more important, not less important, as sacred. And there is no more me and you on some level. I mean, there is, but then there's also an us. And the me and the you are subservient in some ways to the needs of the us. And the us is a new creation. It's like what people are meant to do when they're not making children. They're making a new energetic entity that comes from their mutual energies melding together, their mutual trust, their mutual creative interplay. This doesn't happen very often. There are very few models for this. So it's not easy to do, and both people have to really want it. And it's fine to say, I don't want that. I mean, there's the separate but equal version of a healthy relationship, which is you do your thing, I'll support you in doing your thing, I'll honor you, and you support me in doing my thing, and you honor me, and we'll hold the space so that we can both actualize within the relationship. We won't have real intimacy, but we will have freedom to be who we are. That can be a successful relationship, separate but equal.